The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. He spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Our readings today provide us another ample opportunity to delve deeper into what we've been talking about for the past few days, about redemptive suffering. So we now know that our Lord can use our suffering when united to Him. And in the famous story today from the first reading from the book of Exodus, we see the Jewish people being led out of Egypt, and they're on the way to the promised land, and immediately what happens next? Suffering. The suffering. As they're crying out, "We'd rather be slaves back in Egypt," because that's, at least in Egypt, we had bread to eat. We had a roof over our heads. Because imagine, going on a camping trip for 40 years. It's not comfortable. But notice what happens with their suffering, how the Lord will use their suffering and He uses our suffering. But there's a critical aspect about redemptive suffering that we can learn from here. Is that when the suffering hits our lives, or when the suffering hits the Israelite people here, God always provides. Do you see that dynamic? The suffering hits them. The suffering hits our lives. And then what do we immediately do? We panic. We're panicking. And all of a sudden when we're panicking, what is immediately in that panic? What is the lie in the panic? The Father has left us. We're all alone. I am too weak. I can't do this. But what does the Father do? He sends them bread from heaven. You see, that's the other aspect we need to learn about our redemptive suffering as we unite it to Jesus. No matter what we're suffering through, whatever the deserts of our lives, God provides. He always provides. Remember that. Never forget that. Just keep following God.